I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Jim Singleton from NCIRD, Abira Wahib, who is one of the analysts in my staff at the NCHS, National Center for Health Statistics, which is part of CDC, and Nidhi Jain from NCIRD. As all you all know, that National Immunization Survey, or NIS, is a large random digit dial telephone survey covering the landline households, and is designed for monitor vaccination coverage in the U.S. among children aged 19 to 35 months. And we report, as you heard a lot, that a vaccination coverage rates based on the vaccination histories collected from the providers. In addition, recently we fielded the NIS teen, which uses the same sampling methodology and sampling frame as the National Immunization Survey among the young children, and it covers the age 13 to 17 years. And the first national sample was collected in quarter four of 2006, and it has been repeated in quarter four 2007, and from 2008 we will have an annual sample by state and all the local areas similar to NIS among children. So the question is, when the telephone service cover only the telephone household connected by landline service, so the question is, does the exclusion of non-landline households, which covers basically the phoneless household, they have no access to telephones, and also the people who have only access to cell phone only, which is increasing rapidly. So how does it affect the estimates that we get from NIS, which is one of the telephone survey? So to answer that question, we have also, NCHS also conducts a annual continuously national health interview survey, which is a face-to-face household survey where you knock at the door and then interview the persons living in the household, and also for some special health condition, immunization history, or self-reported, we select one child from each household. And it has a very high response rate for the household interview. And one of the unique feature of NHIS is that it covers both landline telephone and non-landline telephone households. So it covers both. So this is a good opportunity to analyze the data and look at the similar results and compare or benchmark against the NIS or any of the telephone surveys. In 2003, we also added some questions on just the access to the wireless-only households, so we can see the impact of excluding wireless-only households also. And this shows you a picture. This is, we release from NHIS every 6 months this increase in the cell phone-only household. Like in 2003, you can see the gap is very small, and the phoneless households are pretty constant over the end of 2006. But if you look at the wireless-only household, the red one is among children less than 17 year old, which covers both of the teen, NIS teen and NIS. And you can see it has rapidly grown from 2.8 all the way to the 12%. Specifically, when you look at it among children, from the NHIS household, if you look at it wireless only, this is the group that we are more concerned, is it's almost 14%. And if you look at it by race ethnicity, it's about 19%. And then when you look at the poverty level, it's almost like a 21%. So we have to do some assessment of bias in our NIS estimate. If we are excluding those households, how does the estimates look? Are they valid? The same thing among 13 to 17, you can see there is a much less of a problem because most of the households have a landline telephone, so they are covered by, the teens are covered by, and something like NIS teen, and then There is a small percentage, 7%, that is don't have a wireless-only household, and then 2% have a phone-less household. So for the assessment of bias due to exclusion of non-landline households using 2006 NHIS sample, we used the 2006 NHIS sample, and the outcome measure was the parental report of child's influenza vaccination in the past 12 months, because that's it, that is the closest to any vaccination question that is in the child supplement. And we used it as a proxy for all the other vaccination histories that we received from the NIS. We compared the estimates from all NHIS sample, and then I divided the two subgroups, households with or children with living in household with landline telephone and no landline. And then we took the landline sample and then did the same process as we do in NHIS, adjust the weights for non-coverage of these households with cell phone only and non-telephone. And then tried to compare the estimates for the assessment of bias, and then compared NHIS estimate with NIST as a benchmarking, because they have the same question, whether they had influenza vaccination in the past 12 months. So I'm gonna now go over some of the results by the age groups. This one shows the by race, ethnicity, and gender, and overall, the difference in estimates when you just take the landline sample and non-landline sample. And then you can see there are big differences. Sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's lower. And then the light blue one is the one non-landline household that is not covered by surveys such as NIS. After adjusting for non-coverage, that telephone sample from the NHIS, as you can see the light yellow bar, they are very close to the overall NHIS estimate. So that is a good news that we are not seeing any bias there. Confidence in the intervals pretty much overlap, and there is not big difference as of now in using the 2006 data. Things might change in future if there are a lot more households become cell phone only, and we need to start thinking about it, how to adjust for them. Specifically looking at the poverty level, and by the doctor's visit, you can see there are differences, but the last column shows the difference in blue. They're very small difference, but when you take the overall estimate and adjust for non-coverage of non-telephone households and by race, ethnicity, by poverty level and the office visit in the influenza vaccination rates. So far that is a good news, that, and then none of the differences were significant. When we looked at the children who have been reported having asthma, the rates are slightly higher for the influenza vaccination. Because you can see that there is overall 30%, but then with asthma it is 39.5%. So maybe they have a lot more doctor visits and then they have some concerns. I mean, that's part of, I think probably Jim and other people can answer. I can tell what I'm seeing in the data. And uninsured, as you expect, have a lower coverage of influenza vaccination. And you can see it's across all the different groups, non-landline, landline, and after you adjust the landline sample for non-coverage. And the differences are, again, not significantly different. Looking at the teens, 13 to 17 years, the rates are a little bit lower. Among children, it was around 30%, and now it's about 12%. So, but you can see the same kind of results. This one shows comparison with the non-telephone households. Then when you adjust for it, you see the same kind of estimates. Sometimes it's higher, the light yellow one is higher, is just because there is as you saw that the landline coverage among teens was almost like a 90-92%. So it's a very small sample that doesn't have access to telephone or their cell phone only. So you are looking at the variation due to small sample sizes there. And that's why sometimes it's higher. Again, looking at the overall, comparing at the poverty level, you can see there is a difference, but then they are not significantly different. Looking at the doctor visit, the rates are lower than the children, but then again, there is no significant difference. And one more thing I observed among the children, young children and also teen, is that if you look at it, the first column with the overall NHIS, It increases with number of doctor's visit, which you expect. Probably they have more visits than the doctors remind them or pediatricians remind them of having an influenza vaccination. Because it's here it's like a 4.9% to 12.7% to 20% when they have more visits. Again, looking at the biasma and by uninsured, the same kind of pattern that you see among the children. Children with asthma have a higher rate of influenza vaccination, and uninsured has less. And chickenpox, having chickenpox didn't make much difference, but we wanted to see if there is a bias for comparison. So in summary, in 2006, 18% of young children and 10% of teens lived in non-landline telephone households. 78% of these households had access to wireless telephone. And we'll come back to this feature because they have some access to wireless telephone and then some of the future enhancement to the NIS. In 2006, we did not find any significant bias in estimates when we compared the estimates from landline telephone and adjusted for non-landline telephone. So far it's very good news. However, there are some limitations. This is not a direct evaluation of bias in the NIS because we didn't have all that information for the non-landline telephone households. And we used parental report of influenza vaccination in past 12 months as a proxy measure for other vaccines. And then sometimes the influenza vaccinations rates that you see is also by flu season. There's a limited NHIS sample size for children in non-landline telephone, especially among the teens, because most of the teen household had access to landline telephone. So there are some variation, and then because of that sample size, you see some differential weights when you adjust for non-landline telephone household. There are differences between the two surveys. One is telephone, NIS is a telephone survey, and the HIS is a face-to-face interview survey. There's a difference in recall time period. In HIS, we are asking past 12 months. Then from the NIS, sometime we report by flu season, and also is based on the provider reports. There are difference in weighting methods. I tried to use a similar method only for this study, but it's not exactly the same. And for using the benchmarking, as I mentioned earlier, we used the 2006 quarter four NIS teen to 2006 NHIS because we asked the same question in both surveys and to evaluate the bias between the NIS teen and due to exclusion of non-landline telephone. And if you look at the third and fourth bullet, the results are very similar and they're not significantly different when we look at the confidence interval from the NHIS. The influenza vaccination rate among teens was about 13.6% and HIS has 11.9%. And again, among the children who have reported of ever having asthma is 24% in NIS teen and 23% in HIS. So again, there is a limitation, differences in survey modes and period of influenza vaccination. And also, NHIS is address-based, how the sample. And again, it has a very high response rate for interview, but it's not 100%. So in conclusion, findings from HIS are reassuring, but more direct evaluation of bias is needed in the NHIS. We will continue to monitor trends in non-landline prevalence and potential bias in NIS estimate using NHIS data. So as soon as 2007 data becomes available, I will do pretty much the same kind of analysis again to assess the bias. Because as soon as we see there are significant differences, we need to start adjusting for that differential difference in estimate and make sure there is try to come up with unbiased estimates. Starting in 2007 data, we will also benchmark NIS household reported influenza vaccination among children 19 to 35 months to NHIS estimate because we are adding that question in the past 12 months, the same question to the NIS. And also when I mentioned that, okay, there are 78% of the non-telephone household has a cell phone, so we are starting to do adding some questions in the NIS, and also Jim will talk about it, some future enhancement. One of them is adding some cell phone pilot and then interview parents on cell phone and see the difference in estimate. Jim?
Thanks, Anita. Just do a little tag team here. Just a few comments on charting the course for NIS. Where are we headed? The challenge is to develop short and long-term strategies for addressing exclusion of non-landline households from the NIS sampling frame. At the same time, maintaining a credible survey that will provide the information that we need to monitor the U.S. immunization program and provide reliable and valid estimates. So our strategy we've talked about here is first evaluating the potential bias. So we have the NHIS analysis that MENA has done and will do every year as we get new data. We're also looking at ways to enhance the weighting enhance to evaluate NIS weighting enhancements. Are there ways we can improve the weighting? We're looking at adjusting to income distributions. We're also planning to go back to the National Health Interview Survey and get consent from parents and information about their vaccination providers of the child and do a provider record check, just like NIS on that sample. So we'll have direct provider-reported immunization data on children in non-landline households, and that'll give us a direct evaluation of bias. We're trying to get that started later this year. And we can compare vaccination coverage estimates we've gotten from a cell phones pilot study that we're doing. So we're actually doing a shorter NIS survey on a sample of cell phones, and we're trying to get 100 completed interviews and get provider record check done on them and see how that compares. And it's a possibility then to add a cell phone frame to the survey. It's about three times more expensive at this point to try to reach people through cell phones because a lot more don't pick up the phone. You go to voicemail and they don't call you back. And the ones that you do get to talk to on an interview seem to be a little more selected population there. They're much more likely to give you consent to contact providers than the general NIS samples from landlines. But the second strategy is generally, can we add another sampling frame to capture these non-landline households? Cell phones is one way to do it. You can birth certificates or registries, school-based samples for teens. You can get an address-based sampling frame, like NHIS is address-based, so could we do that? And another alternative is that we could possibly replace the current landline frame with an address-based frame directly. We're talking with the Census Bureau about sort of using the American Community Survey sampling frame. That's a huge household survey done every year in the U.S. About 3 million households are interviewed. And so once that survey is done, they know what age of child is in what household, and we could sample from that much more efficiently than randomly calling telephones. We're looking into that as a possibility. And this is just a slide that kind of shows you what's the potential bias in the landline sample. It's a little complicated, but what's the difference in the, say, vaccine coverage estimate between landline and non-landline samples, and that's there on the x-axis going from 0 to 10 percentage points. I guess we're seeing in this, nothing was really more than about 3 percentage points. And after adjustment, those differences get even smaller. And then you look at, say, the red line. Let's say, what if 50% of the population eventually becomes non-landline? And you're looking at 3% on the x-axis, you go up on the red line, it's about, I don't have a pointer, it's about 1 to 2 percentage points bias. So even with half the population non-landline, you'd have to have really huge differences between landline and non-landline to get substantial estimates of bias. So it's a little reassuring. This is kind of gives you the big picture of what, where we're going. But let me stop there. Thank all the speakers. If we've got 5 minutes left for question and answer for any of the speakers, Mina has got to get an airplane pretty soon. So if you have any questions for her, get those first.
You can ask all the questions.
Very interesting. I came from San Diego, and we kind of using NIS model to do the telephone survey. And there's always question coming up, how you're dealing with those with no phone at home or has used a cell phone. So now I can tell them, based on the national data, looks like so far, by now, is we haven't seen the difference. Is it be in the future possible you can break down, I don't know if county level is that Port Arthur too small, maybe by state level, because I know each state, maybe the percentage have no online phone could be varies.
Well,
it is possible to do, but one of the thing is NHIS does not report any of the it's one of the stratification variable, but it's not, it's designed to be as a national level survey. So when you look at it, I did look at it at state level estimate, and then there are not too many sample in when you look at the individual states. Some of the larger states like California, Texas may have it enough sample, but it's not. But when we do the NIS, we do use the estimates from CPS or census for non-telephone household by some of the characteristics, basic demographic, and then we do adjust for that. But it is a little bit difficult to do all the comparison because you have to have a common variables, you have to have the same kind of information for direct comparison. So vaccination history, I think other places, I think you can probably compare. Is the BRFSS is a state-based? Again, it's a telephone survey. They have a different methodology of adjusting weights for non-telephone household, and they have a little bit, they are not consistent. NIS is unique because methodology from state to state is very consistent. It's exactly the same methodology. When you go to the BRFSS, you have to be careful because the methodology is not the same from state to state because it's a state they report the results of vaccination history to the BRFSS. But if you want to need to know a little bit more about the weighting methodology I have been doing for so many years, and I have several papers on the website, on the American Statistical Association's website, so I can forward you more and help you with that.